this is Jen Rogers for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is All About Pets. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Catster.com and Dogster Magazine. So we'll begin our program today with an article from Catster.com Lifestyle titled Buddy the Cat's Rescue Inspires the World by Kelly B. Gormley. Many people would look at Buddy the Cat's traumatic attack, his remarkable rescue and recovery story, and say he found his human angel and that his destiny was meant to be. A rough start, but a happy ending. The poor black kitty's ordeal started last March in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, when two dogs, nudged on by their juvenile walkers, were caught on camera brutally attacking and mauling Buddy, a stray neighborhood cat. Authorities brought the cat to the Pennsylvania SPCA in Philadelphia, and then he was taken to Blue Pearl Pet Hospital for emergency care. Buddy was barely responsive when he arrived at the clinic, but Dr. Katie Venazzi, who examined him, noticed the thumping tail, a telltale sign of feline annoyance, and she knew she had a fighter who just might make it. Dr. Venazzi fostered Buddy through his healing process, and he not only pulled through but found a happy ending. Dr. Venazzi and her family adopted Buddy, who became an international celebrity through social media and news outlets, and now is a pampered puss with his rescuer. He's living his best life, says Jillian Coker, director of public relations for the Pennsylvania SPCA, which received more than $250,000 in donations as Buddy's story went viral. He's officially in his forever home. Of course, Dr. Venazzi, being a vet, certainly helped. Think about how crazy that it is for one cat to have inspired people around the globe to give that kind of money, she says. Our work goes on every day to rescue animals just like him. Inspiring an anti-animal cruelty campaign. Indeed, Buddy has become an inspiring ambassador and hero for victims of animal cruelty, and he touched hearts around the world with his remarkable story of recovery. The shelter used his story to start its Save Everybody promotion, and the money left over after Buddy's veterinary bills is now designated to help other cats facing illness and injury. We certainly see ourselves in animals in certain ways, Jillian says. I think this is just one of those stories people connected to because they can see their own trials and tribulations in Buddy's story. You can go through some really challenging times and have some bad things happen to you, but you can come out on the other side and have it all. If you have that fight in you, you can get that happy ending. Dr. Venazzi could not be reached for an interview, but she has described Buddy as a real love bug, who indeed a buddy to her other resident cat named Teddy. He's become my little shadow, Dr. Venazzi told the Washington Post about Buddy. Everywhere I go, he's right behind me. Jillian says that Dr. Venazzi and Buddy just seemed destined for each other. Of course, this horrible thing happened, but in certain ways you feel that Buddy ended up where he was always meant to be, she says. The Buddy story illustrates the resilience of animals and the transformation they go through when rescued. They teach us that, again, something horrible could have happened, but there's still love to be found, Jillian says. They're just amazing. So many of the dogs and cats we see every year, once they recover, they can just go into a home and love people all over again. You can learn more about Buddy's story at pspca.org/buddy. And the shelter is selling T-shirts with the Save Everybody campaign logo to raise money for the Buddy Fund at bonfire.com/store/Pennsylvania-SPCA-store. This month, we'll read about Cat Lovers Unite and for Pets in Ukraine by Alan de Herrera. I'm here in Ukraine, embedded with a Polish veterinary team from the Ada Foundation, an animal clinic and hospital located near the Ukrainian border in Poland. We are traveling in a convoy of two animal ambulance vans loaded with food and medical supplies. The team's mission is to help pets displaced by war, overwhelm shelters. We arrive at Hope Ranch, a small shelter run by Anya Zuk, located on the outskirts of Lviv. As the team begins unloading several bags of donated kibble, I feel the friendly rub of a cat against my leg. She's one of the cats from the east, says Anya, referring to the animals that come from the war zone. Volunteers from all over Ukraine are risking their lives to bring homeless and orphan cats west to the relative safety of shelters like Anya's. The team unpacks plastic cat carriers while five rescued cats are wrangled and ready for evacuation to Poland. In order for us to bring them over the border, Polish authorities require each cat to be microchipped and have vaccination paperwork, says Cesar Kotowicz, my driver and trip coordinator. One by one, each cat is carefully nestled into a soft bed and blanket for the long ride to a safety and new life. We also visit the Asylum of Mercy shelter, where Natalia Kuznetsova tells us she has received hundreds of cats since the war started. The phone rings nonstop. A private shelter with 50 cats contacted me yesterday, urgently needing our help, she says. But all the fighting in the Donetsk region, it's too dangerous for them to leave. We're trying to find them help. Ukraine has a very large population of cats, estimated at nearly 7 million, with the majority of those being pets. Ukrainians love cats, Yaroslav Koval tells me. Forced to flee his small town of Chernihiv at the start of the war, Yaroslav was unable to take his pets. My two cats have been there for a month under the bombing. Luckily, a neighbor who stayed behind is checking on them. They are my children. Since the war began, the Ada Foundation has treated more than 500 cats. More arrive each day. Cats from the Ukraine are lacking prophylaxis, says veterinarian Jakub Kotowicz. Internal diseases like cat scratch fever, FIV, FELV are a big problem for them. Dealing with trauma. According to Dr. Kotowicz, the cats from the Ukraine all have one thing in common. They are highly stressed and traumatized by the deafening sounds of war. He says, loneliness, sudden changes in their environment, and the hardships of long-distance transportation are very difficult for them. To help Ukrainian cats cope with their trauma, his foundation recently built a specialized feline therapy center. Feline behaviorism is so much more complicated than it is for dogs, Dr. Kotowicz says. Once cats are physically healed, we move them here, where our professional behaviors can work to heal these patients from the traumas of war. Restoring their mental health is the final step before they can be adopted. Dr. Kotowicz describes the first time he traveled to Ukraine to pick up animals. When I participated in our first convoy to Ukraine, I was very moved. Tears were flowing, he says. I have so much gratitude for all the Ukrainian shelters and volunteers who at times have risked their lives to save these vulnerable animals. The Ada Foundation is committed to be a part of the healing process for as long as it takes. How you can help. We here at Catster love all animals, and we're heartbroken to see all the beloved pets that have been displaced or are struggling with the people in Ukraine as they try to flee towards safety. So if you'd like to learn more about the Ada Foundation's life-saving work on Facebook, it's at SENTRUMADOPSYJNE. Next, we'll move on to an article by Lauren Kadams, combining comedy and cat rescue. Nathan Kinn, better known as Nathan the Cat Lady on his social media accounts, may not play favorites with his four cats, but his 500,000 fans do. Princess was the original fan favorite because she was the first to go viral, but now Pickles is the new favorite because he's snarky and grumpy, Nathan says. There's also Ginger, known for her nurturing personality, and Annie, the shy one. Although his cats are at times motivated by treats, he usually lets them take the lead on performing. Princess is kind of a nut, he says. I know her well enough to know that she's going to jump. I'm sure I'm in the path when that happens. Nathan combines his passions, acting, comedy, and cats, to create skits where both his and his cat's personalities are showcased. And even though he's found the winning combination, it was unintentional. After he moved to Los Angeles in 2019 to pursue an acting career, he was turned down because he didn't have a large enough social media presence. At the same time in his personal life, he adopted his cats and started incorporating them in his videos. His following increased overnight, and he decided to lean into it, he said. Since then, he's gained sponsors and landed roles in Netflix, Hallmark, and Lifetime movies. He also partners with cat rescuer Sterling Trap King Davis to bring awareness to cat rescue and adoption. Now the two are in discussions about a possible show. He says it's a nice mix of rescue and entertainment. Next, we'll move on to Dogster magazine, and we'll start in Dogster, with an article from Cool Dog People, Sit, Stay, Go. Take a Hiking Adventure Like a Pro by Wendy Newell. The state of the world over the past few years has coaxed more and more people into doing outdoor activities. Fresh air of a trail is a safe place where both humans and dogs can exercise and find some inner peace amongst nature's beauty. We found three cool people who make a living having adventures with their four-legged friends. The blogger, Jen Sotolongo. Owner of the blog, Long Haul Trekkers, Outdoor Adventures with Dogs. Jen Sotolongo's focus is to share how-tos for getting outdoors with your dog, adventure trips, and training advice. She is also the author of the recently published book, The Essential Guide to Hiking with Dogs, Trail-Tested Tips and Expert Advice for Canine Adventurers. Around 8 years ago, Jen and her partner at the time quit their jobs and took their dog Sora, an Australian Shepherd, on a 2-year bicycle trip across Europe and South America. The adventure was documented as a travel log online. Brands started to pay attention, and Jen realized that she could make a career out of her writing. Today, Jen lives in Oregon with her red heeler mix, Sitka, who joins her on the trails. About Sitka, Jen explains, "You know he's built for endurance, especially when we go run off-leash, which is my goal as much as possible. He just has a blast sniffing all the things." A couple years ago, Falcon, the world's leading publisher of outdoor recreation content, approached Jen and asked if she would like to do a guidebook about hiking with dogs. She was thrilled to have the opportunity to promote safe interactions for dogs and their humans on the trails. "My goal with the book was to educate people about what is preferred behavior, while also providing them with information," she says. "The book goes from even before you get your dog to finally getting your dog with you on the trail." Jen's number one safety tip is not to assume it's okay for your dog to approach other dogs on the trail, even if they're both off leash. She suggests getting your dog professionally trained. "That was one of the greatest decisions I ever made for my dog," she says. Get more tips from Jen at longhaultrekkers.com. The dog hiking CEO, Amity Noble. Just over 6 years ago, Amity Noble took her love of dog walking to the next level and started the company Dogs Go Hiking, which serves parts of Massachusetts. She started walking dogs as a part-time job in college. A few years later, she started taking the family dog, a half-lab and half-border collie mix named Bandit, on hikes to wear him out. She discovered that getting his energy out on the trails made him a better behaved dog. One day, Amity thought to bring other dogs along to help Bandit with socialization. About 9 months later, she was hiring employees due to the amount of business she was getting. Dogs Go Hiking was official. Amity's hiker check an app in the morning to see what their day will be like and which pups will be with them. The morning is spent on a 2-hour hike and then a midday break before heading out for the afternoon 45-minute adventure. The group hikes are fairly structured, and although Amity points out that her crew are not dog trainers, trail manners are reinforced. Sit and stay commands are key and happen often to let bikers and other hikers pass safely on the populated trails the dogs visit. Amity knows her dog clients are having fun. "I think they love seeing their buddies," she explains. "They know when we pull up to their little doggy friends' houses or when we pull up to certain parks, and they know they have a pond in it and they get to swim. They hear the car or they just see a walker coming up and they just know what they're in for." If you're looking for a similar service in your area, Amity says to do your homework. Dog hikers should know the area, dog behavior, and dog first aid. More importantly, verify that the company has appropriate insurance. Learn more at dogsgohiking.com. The trail writer, John Fahey. John Fahey has written multiple books and newspaper articles and has been a longtime contributor to Backpacker Magazine. His latest and not yet published book, A Long Tangent, An Old Man and His Young Dog Hike Every Day for a Year, documents time on the trail with his dog, Casey. Casey wasn't John's first four-legged partner. In the 1990s, Fahey adopted a dog from a local shelter in Colorado named Callie. After about 6 months, the Australian-German Shepherd mix joined him on a two-month hike on the Divide Trail. The trip marked the start of the duo's adventures. "I can't even count the number of thousands of miles we hiked together," John says. It wasn't long after Callie passed away at the age of 13 that John adopted Casey, a lab mix. She was with her dad for most of the 367 straight days that are documented in the book. He isn't sure if the book will find a home with a publisher, but says that's okay. "It's going to be hard to find a proper place in a bookstore to put it. It's part memoir and part fist shaking. It was a book I wanted to write," John explains. "My dog is my best buddy. Casey is trail trained and is in an area where she can be off leash. Her human partner has to pay attention to where she is and what she's doing. Having a dog along helps ground John. I really go mentally inward when I hike because I'm thinking about what I'm writing," he explains. "I don't pay much attention to the natural world that I'm hiking through, and the dog makes me keep at least one foot in reality." Hiking tips. Leslie Doucette is the owner of Chattahoochee Dog Hiking Adventures. DogHikesATL.com, which leads dog pack hiking adventures in the Atlanta area. She shares some of her top trail tips for safe and fun adventures. Check with your veterinarian to ensure your dog's physical health is suited for the activity level. Make sure your dog has all required vaccinations and is current on parasite preventions. Start with a shorter hike to help your pooch build up stamina and help strengthen his paw pads. Keep nails clipped, avoid to do claw injury. Know the weather and hike in optimal conditions. Bring snacks and enough fresh water for your pooch. Most dogs need 1 to 1.5 ounces of water per pound, more on hot days. Don't let your dog drink water from lakes, ponds, or puddles, as they may contain dangerous bacteria and or parasites. Watch your dog for heavy panting, frequent resting, and or a dry nose, all early signs of heat stroke. If you see any of these signs, find a shady spot and give your dog fresh, cool water to drink. Treating his belly, underarms, neck, and paws with water is helpful on hot days. Remove all your dog's poop and poop bags and observe trail etiquette. Next, we'll move on to an article titled Time for Pain Medication 101 by Arden Warren. We run down the growing ways to help with pain in our beloved pets. Hearing your dog whimper or yelp can definitely jar you. Seeing your pup limp can worry you. Witnessing your senior dog with arthritis gingerly walk up steps can make you cringe. Like us, our dogs are not shielded from pain that is simply defined as any physical discomfort caused by injury or disease. Pain can be acute, such as suffering from a broken leg, or chronic, such as contending constantly with arthritis in the joints. And pain can definitely affect your dog's behavior, shifting him from being energetic and happy to one who now hides, acts depressed, or becomes a bit nippy if you touch a painful area on his body. Fixing pain is one of the most rewarding activities I've been involved in during my career, as it allows me to facilitate, enhance, lengthen, and strengthen the precious family-pet relationship, says Dr. Robin Downing, a veterinary board certified as a veterinary pain practitioner and canine rehabilitation practitioner who heads the Downing Center for Animal Pain Management in Windsor, Colorado. She points to a watershed moment during veterinary school in the 1980s when a professor advised not to take away all of the pain in dogs recovering from surgeries because the dogs would move around and hurt themselves. Even then, as a mere student, that did not sound right, says Dr. Downing. He was now regarded as a leader in pain management for pets. Fortunately for our dogs, pain management is garnering much-needed attention in recent years. The growing arsenal of pain-relieving options now ranges from medications, laser therapy, acupuncture, acupressure, and hydrotherapy to joint supplements and basic warm-ups before vigorous hikes or runs followed by muscle-stretching cool-downs. Let's take a closer look at medications, therapies, and supplements used for pain management. Here are four common medications prescribed to dogs to alleviate pain. Prednisone. This steroid is used to replace or supplement glucocorticoids in dogs dealing with shock or Addison's disease. It's also used as an anti-inflammatory for dogs experiencing pain, fevers, or cancers such as lymphoma. The pros of using a steroid are that it has a great immediate effects of reducing pain and inflammation in our pets, says Dr. Lindsay Butzner, a second-generation veterinarian at the Clint Moore Animal Hospital in Boca Raton, Florida, and PetMed's partner. The cons are that steroids cannot be used long-term due to severe side effects, such as developing liver disease, Cushing's disease, diabetes, and because it suppresses the immune system. Tramadol. This opioid is used for pain control and blocks pain pathways in a dog's body. It's often used to control post-surgical or chronic pain for dogs dealing with arthritis or hip dysplasia. The pros of tramadol are that it is a non-expensive pain drug with a wide margin of safety and minimal organ damage, Dr. Butzer says. The cons are that it can lower the threshold for seizures in dogs with a history of epilepsy and can cause moderate constipation. Gabapentin. The neuropathic pain medication is generally used as a sedative and pain medication. It helps keep dogs calm and relaxed. Gabapentin has been available as a low-cost generic for dogs for nearly 20 years, Dr. Downing says. Adds Dr. Butzer, it has a wide margin of safety and there's very little organ dysfunction noticed on blood work after long-term use. The cons of gabapentin are minimal. Most dogs have no side effects. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs. The pain category includes drugs Rimadyl, Galliprant, Prevacox, and Medicam, all formulated for dogs. NSAIDs remain the cornerstones of pain management, both acute and chronic, Dr. Downing says. They address pain and inflammation. There is no one best NSAID, as the best NSAID is the one that works best for a specific patient. When paired with other pain-relieving products over time, veterinarians can safely lower the NSAID usage. The lowering provides potential protection of the organs responsible for clearing the drug from the body, Dr. Downing says. Major caution. Never give your dog human NSAIDs such as ibuprofen or acetaminophen, as they can cause renal failure and even death. It is not safe to give your dog over-the-counter pain medication, Tylenol or Advil for pain, Dr. Downing says. Ibuprofen is very toxic in dogs and can cause death. OTC meds from the human medicine cabinet are just not a good choice. Supplements for pain. Dr. Butzer acknowledges the rise in interest among pet parents to give their dogs CBD oil or joint supplements that contain glucosamine chondroitin. CBD has now been used for over a decade and has been showing great pain relief in pets with safe dosing margins, says Dr. Butzer says. As for supplements, look for those with the NASC, National Animal Supplement Council, NASC.CC, quality seal, as you can feel confident this product comes from a company that is committed to quality and consistency. Dr. Downing says nutraceuticals are in their own class for pain relief in dogs, but unleashes this advice. Buyer beware, she says. This is a relatively unregulated industry, although it has gotten better in recent years. We now have several safe and effective nutraceuticals that have study data to support their use. Verdict. Both say to talk to your veterinarian before giving your dog any over-the-counter product. Expect pain management in dogs to continue evolving. Technology continues to advance, so who knows what additional options we will have available that utilize various types of energy or mechanics, Dr. Downing says. At some point, the holy grail of cartilage replacement will be discovered, and that will be a game changer in osteoarthritis management. Pain-relieving therapeutic options. The healing power of touch can be effective in relieving pain in dogs. A pioneer in the use of acupressure on pets is Sue Furman, PhD, founder of the Holistic Touch Therapy School of Canine Massage and Acupressure in Victoria, Texas. Acupressure is used to control pain, cure disease, and promote healing, Dr. Furman says. The meridians or channels in the body are called qi, which is considered life energy. When qi gets blocked, it can initiate pain or discomfort or disease. If you stimulate particular points, you can initiate healing. For some canine patients, Dr. Downing combines the use of therapeutic laser, known as photobiomodulation, followed by acupuncture. She also has some pet parents use TPMF, CC Loop, Animal Help, www.vicsmart.com in between clinic sessions at home. All of these are safe physical modalities that play a role in canine chronic pain management, she says. They're safe, effective, and grounded in good data. And finally today, my favorite article, WAGS, The Canine Co-Captains of CETO by Rachel Phelps. It is a dark and eerie night on the water, and you're stranded in a boat that's having engine problems. You wonder, who will come to my rescue and tow me back to town? Have no fear. The dogs of CETO are here. These pups and their professionally trained human co-captains aid thousands of boaters in need each year. CETO is a membership service that provides on-water assistance up and down the Atlantic and Gulf Coast, Southern California, and select inland lakes. CETO has a 24/7 dispatch and can get to the boat in trouble in 1 hour or less and provide services such as fuel deliveries, jump starts, ungroundings, prop disentanglements, and even boat repairs right on the water. No matter what body of water you're boating on, there's a CETO location with a dog co-captain close by. For example, in Massachusetts, there's a fox red Labrador retriever named Cooper at CETO Cape and Islands. At CETO in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, there's a yellow lab named Tuna. Another dog who might be part of your rescue crew is Birdie from CETO Manasquan, which covers central New Jersey's Atlantic coastline. The 3-year-old Weimaraner takes her job seriously. While her owner and captor, Tim Sanzone, is tending to the needs of the boat, Birdie is always up to the task of being kind, being friendly by wagging her tail and providing a sense of comfort to the stranded boaters. According to Captain Sanzone, the general manager of CETO Manasquan, Birdie is a fearless companion and one of the friendliest dogs I've ever had. When Birdie isn't busy helping stranded boaters, she enjoys taking a swim, hanging out with her mom, Stacy, Tim's wife, and eating her favorite food, watermelon. Every boater hopes they'll never have to experience maritime problems and needs a call for help. If the unthinkable does happen, hopefully when help arrives, one of these adorable CETO dogs will be on board to save the day. We've run out of time for today's episode of All About Pets. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jen Rogers, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. All About Pets is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.